Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam, and intern Bryce. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up around the room, Cody.
Oh, doing great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere.
Fantastic to be here. It's fantastic to be anywhere.
It's always good to be anywhere.
We are alive. It's better than being nowhere.
Ain't it good to be alive?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Today. How are you today?
Today I'm fine.
The Bears.
You can't do that anymore.
The Bears. I can still do that.
No.
Yeah, I can.
You trade them in. Right when the going got tough, you trade them in. You can't do that anymore.
I downloaded the ESPN app on my phone.
Okay, why's that?
And I thought it might help with headlines and news and keeping up with scores and things like that. I feel like most everyone probably already had that. It's not like a new thing, the ESPN app, you know?
I'm a Yahoo guy. I don't know if I've said that before, but I'm a Yahoo.
You would be.
The Yahoo Sports app's good, man.
I never had it on my phone before, but now I've downloaded it, and I'm enjoying it. You know how you pick your favorites out?
Yeah.
I got so many favorites.
Yeah? So you've never had the ESPN app on your phone?
I've never actually downloaded it on my phone.
How do you check scores when you're out and about? You just open up your web browser and go to ESPN.com?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing because, like, as soon as you go to Safari, ESPN's just right there.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I don't feel like it's the same thing, but.
I mean, it's just as easy for me.
It's like 90% as easy, 85% as easy, maybe.
So, anyway, I got 15 favorites. I got all my favorites. Every team I want to keep up with now, I got them all.
You want to share who your favorites are?
Actually, 16 favorites. Now.
You want to share who your favorites are?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, these are just all the sports I'll get updates on.
Okay. So sports, not teams, or both?
Teams.
Okay.
I got all the major sports.
Okay.
Every league. At least NHL, MLB, NBA, NFL, baseball, college football, college basketball.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's my NFL teams I'm going to keep up
with. We're ready.
Rams, Bears, Titans, Cowboys.
Okay. Why the Cowboys?
Mainly because of Rick. I just want to make sure I know what's going on at all times with the Cowboys.
Okay.
And it's America's team. I feel like I should just keep up.
Fair enough.
It's one of those teams you need to know about.
We talk about them a lot.
And the Titans. The
Cowboys move the needle.
Titans mainly because of you and my other people I know that like the Titans.
Okay.
Okay. And then I got, in the NBA, I got the Lakers and the Clippers.
Got to keep your eye on your favorite team and your enemy.
Right. And then I've got the Dodgers, the Cardinals. I've got the Predators and the LA Kings.
The LA Kings.
Then I've got the Tennessee Volunteers in football.
Okay.
And college basketball, and I even got the Lady Vols on there.
Alabama football?
No, I don't. I got the Atlanta United soccer team. I told you that's my soccer team.
Okay.
And then also Liverpool and the LA Galaxy.
Okay.
I have three soccer teams for some reason.
It's okay.
As if I'm going to know any of those updates.
You will after you start reading about them.
Yeah.
This is how you become well-versed.
So these are my favorites.
Okay.
Can you think of anyone I should add? Maybe the Giants. I feel like we talk about the Giants a lot.
The New York football Giants?
Yeah. I don't know why we talk about them a lot, but we do.
No, you don't have to get like their team-specific news. We don't really cover them outside of like Daniel Jones and whether or not Saquon Barkley plays. That's pretty much all we talk about.
Yeah. You think I'll be able to keep up with all these teams at once?
I think you're going to regret putting all those teams on there at some point. You're going to find yourself scrolling past the LA Kings and the Atlanta United news. especially the LA Galaxy news.
Is there not a lot of news with the Galaxy?
No, I'd imagine there are, I mean, I imagine there's news, but I just don't think you're going to stop and read it.
What's the difference in the Galaxy and the LA Football Club? Is the Galaxy an MLS team?
I think they both are. There's two.
I thought club teams were like their own thing.
No. There's a second MLS team in LA because I know they had the Battle of LA whenever Zlatan went out and punked that guy out and scored a hat trick. So, like, the difference I know is that the Galaxy have Zlatan, so that's yeah, that's all I got for
you. So, should I unfollow the other one?
Probably.
Okay, I'm going to unfollow the LA Football Club. So now I'm down to just the Galaxy, Atlanta United, and Liverpool.
Do you feel smarter already?
Why?
Just effort? Like a little placebo effect? Like now you're following these teams, you feel more connected, you feel smarter? No?
No, not really.
Like that's a stupid
not really, but
question.
I feel better about headlines.
Okay.
I got a lot
we're gonna
of...
Get a we're going to keep you guys up to date on the world of LA soccer.
No, well, no, I mean,
I hope that you still give us headlines that aren't just based around your teams, but...
I mean, I'm getting headlines for all the major sports now, too.
Okay.
It'll just add to the news cycle.
Does the ESPN app have a section just for headlines?
Yes.
Okay.
There's less chance of me missing anything now.
The Yahoo Sports app's pretty good. It's just got a thing called Stories, and then you can just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and it gives you a whole bunch of different stories.
Hmm. I don't like that one.
The top one is big-ass O.J. Howard making his first catch of the year last night, barehanding that foul ball. I feel like it's the first catch he's had all year.
Is that a story?
It was kind of cool. Like late in the game, too. It might have been like the eighth or ninth inning. It was definitely the eighth or ninth inning because I was watching, and that's the only part of the game I watched. So
I'm
just see this big black man all of a sudden just grab this baseball, and you're like, whoa. Good snag. And go, oh, it's O.J. Howard. Checks out. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the worldwide leader.
NHL Rage Room. The Flyers are putting a new room to have their fans take out their anger and rage. I think that's kind of cool. You ever done a Rage Room? You ever seen a Rage Room? Have you ever seen those on TV? Or
no.
I like the concept of them. They put all this stuff in a room that you can go in there and break. You pay, you get 10, I don't know how long you get, 5, 10 minutes. I guess it depends on how much you pay. And you can take a sledgehammer, a baseball bat, stuff like that, and just beat the hell out of stuff.
Sounds like something you would like.
I feel like it's therapeutic, man. And I do feel like if at a sports venue, I don't know, maybe like you would only be raised after the game, and I'd imagine they don't let you go in after the game. But maybe if you have a bad first period... You go in, you just beat the hell out of some stuff. Might feel better for the second period.
Is that common in stadiums?
No, not so much in stadiums. I've heard of like places. I mean, I've heard of them just being like in cities. Like, I mean, you can go pay and let out your rage. Maybe some offices.
Have to pay, of course. Of course, you have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. Yeah, I mean, they have to.
Oh, of course.
It's not free.
You're telling me people pay money to go in and just beat something with a sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Why not just get your own sledgehammer at home
and beat up your own stuff?
Beat the ground. Beat something.
Beat the ground.
Beat up a tire.
Because the ground. Beat up a tire. Have you ever tried to beat up a tire? You just bounce back and you hurt your shoulder and you probably end up hitting yourself.
I used to beat tires with sledgehammers all the time. That's a typical exercise. You never seen guys do that?
Did the tire explode?
No, it's
well, that's the point. You need to see stuff explode. You need to feel like you're accomplishing something.
Why not just go to a gun range or something? Go to a shooting range.
Yes, go to a gun range.
Shoot targets.
Are the gun ranges free?
I don't know why people have such a
Are the gun
need.
Ranges free?
Probably not.
Well,
I
your whole issue with this thing was having to pay, so.
It's silly to have to go. I mean,
you want to go to a gun
pay
range.
I want to break something. I'm going to go pay. Just break something at home.
Then you've broken something that you own, which you paid for.
I mean, do you really need to get that anger out? Like, are people that angry during the day that they just have to beat on something?
I mean, I feel like it's a good stress reliever. I don't know. Some people bottle up stress and they just turn into ulcers and then they become like miserable people. Some people just hold all that stuff in until they have a heart attack. So I guess you don't have to let it out, but
some
it feels like you need to.
Some people just don't have that
much
anger. I've never been so angry where I need to go to a room and pay to beat something with a sledgehammer. I don't understand that.
Okay. I feel like for some people it's a good release.
Seems like a dumb thing to exist. There's so many other things you could do.
Like what? What do you do when you get upset?
There's free things you can do. Go do some push-ups. Go do some push-ups. Do that.
Go do some push-ups.
I mean, go punch a wall.
Again, then you hurt your hand. Then you have a hole in the wall.
Well, maybe don't be so damn angry. Maybe get a dog, you know?
Kick it? Is that what you're advocating for?
No, you don't hurt your dog. You don't hurt your dog. You just let your dog relieve stress for you. Just pet him.
Some people do have service animals, and I'm sure you get mad when the service animals are out in public and on planes and stuff, too.
I don't get mad. I'm not the one with the anger problem.
Okay.
There's so many ways to release tension.
I think having a rage room is a fine idea. It's a fine outlet.
It seems really stupid to me.
Sometimes you just have one of those days when you don't want to wake up and everything sucks, and you don't really know why, but you want to rip somebody's head off.
You can always just end your life.
I would try the rage room first, see if that makes you feel better. I feel like that's a better step one, at least.
Just meditate.
What does that mean, just meditate?
I like to meditate sometimes.
What do you do when you just meditate?
You just sit there in quiet, or you could play, or sit in nature, just hear the natural sounds, and it's good to have a mantra. You know, you have a word. It's your word.
What's your word?
I can't tell you my word.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what my word is, but it's called transcendental meditation.
Okay.
You just sit there and you relax. You open up your palms. You sit there in nature. I like to sit in the grass.
What if it's raining?
Well, then maybe you don't meditate that day.
Or you need to release your stress that day.
Maybe you meditate indoors that day.
Okay.
You know, open a window.
I thought it was all about, having nature and stuff.
For me,
what if you live in the city and if you open the window,
it's not necessarily
just a lot of roads?
No, it's not necessarily
about a lot of noise, and you can't really get in your quiet space.
It's not necessarily about nature. It's just about normal sounds, but not too much. You know, go to a park. Every city's got a park.
Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it gets cold.
Okay, well, those days, maybe you stay indoors, maybe just open a window.
Or a rage room, maybe.
Maybe open the window and you hear the sound of the rain coming down, which is always very peaceful. Mm-hmm. I think you
especially
can agree
with that.
Especially
people honking the horn and yelling outside.
We live in a bustling city?
I live downtown. It was pretty loud. You always heard that damn interstate.
I mean, I feel like if we're in, Manhattan, sure, but I feel like it's pretty calm here.
Are we just worried about fixing the stress level of Knoxville or the whole world? Because, they got these rage rooms across the country, you know what I mean? Some of them are in big cities.
There's just so many other things you can do,
Yeah, I just feel like we have a lot of options.
You can release your tension.
Are you mad because your ESPN app didn't have this headline? My headlines are better?
You can release it emotionally.
Apparently, LaMelo Ball's Australian debut broke MBL viewership records.
There's no headline I've cared less about than that one you just gave me.
Which one, the rage room or the LaMelo Ball?
The ball.
Laugh now. He's going to be the number one pick in this upcoming draft. Then you're going to care.
No, I'm not.
Well, fair enough. All right, it's Wednesday. We'll play some overrated, underrated today. We will, I believe, have Travis McKinney come in and do some buy or sell. And like I said, on voluntary action, last I heard from him, he said he's giving away 2 season tickets to basketball. If the Vols don't make a bowl game, so we'll try to get that hammered down today. It's Wednesday. We can do some fantasy talk. I already got some fantasy football questions rolling in. We'll get Cody's story of the day coming up next. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric. LloydsElectricService.com. your business our priority. You can contact them at 865-692-6700. Commercial, industrial, and residential. Lloyd's does it all. Cody, as we sit here on Wednesday, it's noon 19. What's the story of the day?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah?
The Rays forcing a game five last night against the Astros. Got Glasnow versus Gerrit Cole on Thursday. I don't think many people thought they would be able to force a game five.
No, that was a, you know, we talked about it yesterday with the MyBookie read. I mean, the Astros were pretty big favorites.
Yeah.
Verlander on 3 days rest, he did not have his good stuff, and the Rays did what they do in Tropicana, which is hold their opponent to a low run output, and they were able to score just enough. They jumped on him early, and they had enough runs after the second inning to coast, had enough runs after the first inning to still win that game. The yeah. Astros did threaten a little bit in the ninth, but Blake Snell came out of the bullpen and got the two outs he needed. It's always interesting to see the starters come out of the bullpen. You never know how they're going to respond. Can they jump right in? Do they need their normal routine? How does it happen? How can they handle it? I think you're going to see that over these next two games too today with the Braves and the Dodgers. You know, Kershaw. They said Kershaw's ready to go a couple innings if he has to today. I'm sure the Braves will put Soroka out there if they need a big arm out of the bullpen. Blake Snell came in, got the save, shut the door. And the Astros are now on the brink of elimination. They were a heavy World Series favorite. And they are now facing Game 5 tomorrow. They still probably feel good about their chances having Gerrit Cole, who's been unbelievable all year. And in Game 1 was pretty much untouchable.
The Yankees, the only team to really cruise in these playoffs. So all the six other teams are all facing elimination
now. Yeah. So far it's been a really exciting first round of the baseball playoffs. You know, even if you go back to the wild card, that first game with the Brewers and Nationals was really exciting. And, you know, both these series, all three of these series that's still going on, headed to game five.
I don't like Washington's motto. The Nationals' motto. Like,
what's their motto?
Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight? It's too long.
That's been their whole thing all season. Stay in the fight. Just stay in the fight. Don't get knocked out. I don't like that because now tonight they're going to be saying, all right, just stay in the fight. Just find a way. I'm nervous about tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
You were very confident yesterday. Was that false bravado?
No, I mean, I can be confident and still be nervous.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you can.
You can feel confident in your abilities, but also
what's the point of being nervous then?
Well, you can't really control the nerves. You can't control if you're nervous.
I feel like if you're prepared and you feel like, hey, we're ready to go, then the nerves go away.
No. You can still be nervous and be confident. Think about if you had to.
Can you? Can you be nervous and confident at the same time?
All right. I'll put it this way.
Okay.
Were you nervous in speech class when you had to give speeches? A lot of people are.
It depends. Depends what the topic was.
Were you?
If it was something I felt like, I got a pretty good grasp on this, but I got my note cards just in case. Yeah, I'd get a little nervous. But you know, my last speech class, you know, as a senior, you know, the last couple speeches we gave, if I remember correctly, we kind of got to pick our own topics. So I was like, got this on lock. I can talk about this for 5 minutes easily. So then, no, the nerves kind of went away
because I was confident. You probably got better at it.
And then I got confident.
Well, I'm thinking of it this way.
Do you get nervous when you come on the radio?
No.
Because we're confident.
I never did.
We've done this before. We know how to do it.
Well, confident. Yeah, but we've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I know, but again, confident, nerves, there's a relationship there.
There's a relationship, but I'm just thinking.
Intern Bryce today is going to do his first Prez report. I'd imagine he's pretty nervous. He's never done it before. But if he gets to, like, Prez report number 10, number 15, the nerves are probably going to go away as he gets more confident.
Okay.
Cam's got to do overrated, underrated today. This is the first time in a, you know, at least in a while that he's had to come up with the topics. He's already panicking. Confidence is low in him. Tomorrow, this or that, he'll be a nervous wreck. He's dreading that already. No confidence, big nerves.
Well, let's go back to speech class. Let's look at the first couple of speeches you gave that you were nervous because you didn't know a lot about the topic. But you could have still been confident if you had prepared well for them. You know what I mean?
Like, if I had prepared well, I wouldn't have been nervous.
No, I mean, you could. I'm saying you could be nervous just at the simple fact you got to give the speech. You could still work hard in preparation and be confident in what you've got going into it, and you could be confident and think, I've got a good speech here. But you get up there in front of the crowd, you can still be a little bit nervous. Do you think, like, rock and roll bands get nervous before they go on stage?
I would imagine not the good ones. Like, after they've already been doing it for a while.
Like, performers?
I would say they know.
All right, here's
I would
one.
Say they have all the confidence in the world. Like, if someone's buying a bunch of tickets to come watch you, I would say that probably helps, right?
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Circus performers. Like, what are the people up on the lines, the high wires?
Uh-huh.
What are they called? Trapeze artists.
Is that
what they're called? I imagine, even if they're the best at it, they could still get nervous because they know the risk is high.
Because when I see those people, like, again, these aren't the professional trapeze artists, but when I see those videos of people doing those damn stunts up on top of buildings, they don't look nervous at all. They look like they have all the confidence in the world. You know what I'm talking about? When they're up there, like, riding their unicycle or, like, holding off the building, they don't look nervous at all. They look very confident. The base jumpers that are just running and jumping.
Well, yeah, because if they were nervous,
their hands would get sweaty and they'd fall.
They'd probably fall.
I don't think you can be confident and nervous.
I think you can be good at something while still being a little nervous, though. Like, I don't think you can just go into something with no confidence and be good at it. But I don't know. It almost feels like two different things to me.
Okay. I'm not trying to.
I'm trying to think of examples.
I'm just telling you how I view it. Like, if other people view it differently, that's okay. I just feel like preparation and knowing you have skill of something kind of removes all the nervousness.
Even deep down, you don't think, like, you still get a little nervous, maybe? Even if you're fully prepared. What about, what about, like, lion trainers?
No, I'd say they're...
Because they can't control the lion. No matter how good they are at their job, they can't...
I would say people that do all those dangerous jobs are, like, the worst examples you could use. Because I'd say they have nerves of steel at this point. Like, you know, I'm sure they were nervous when they first started, but, like, now they probably feel like they're invincible. I feel like these are the worst examples you could use.
Yeah, you can't be nervous around animals like that. That's how you get in.
I'm trying to work through it.
Preview to Cam's Animal Facts. They can sense nervousness. They can sense nervousness, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw, we did have a winner announced. And our fat bear contest.
Oh, yeah. I got it on the...
Was it 32 chunk?
It was not. 32 chunk went down. It wasn't even 747 either. He went down.
I got the whole thing for y'all.
You got the results?
Yeah.
It was Holly. Holly won.
Big Holly, huh?
Big Holly. She's a majestic beast.
Holly sounds like a big female bear.
Yeah.
Holly's one of those names that's like, you know, it's a big... Like, it's a baloney brand.
She took down seven... Holly is a baloney brand?
Yeah, it's a baloney brand. I mean, you know it's a big girl.
I've never heard of Holly Baloney. I mean, I believe you. I yield to your knowledge on the baloney.
I don't know, though, because I used to have a principal named Holly, and she was pretty fit.
I don't think of Holly and think of big girls. Except for
this big bear.
Yeah, but she's a successful girl. She's a CrossFitter. She's just training. Like, that's what Bear Week's about, bro. They're teaching you these bears need to get fat.
She's not an athlete, though.
I bet she could track us down.
Well, yeah, I mean, but she's just a superior species. But, I mean, she's
superior in certain things.
Well, yeah, I mean, her brain's not as big, but she's, you know, she could kill us.
We could kill her.
Yeah, but not physically.
With a gun.
Right, but if you're just in a cage with her, she's, you know, odds are she's going to win.
Yeah, but if she tells me, hey, come fight me, and I train for it, I will kill her.
Would you be nervous?
Probably. Because I'm not very experienced with, like, big guns like that, so I'd be a little nervous it was going to jam, or a little nervous I was going to do something wrong, and, you know, staring down face-to-face with a bear, who knows? You're betting a lot that you're going to hit and hit a kill shot, so, yeah, I'd be nervous, but...
There's an equation with experience, confidence, and nerves.
435 Holly. She is the 2019 Fat Bear Week champion. She took down 775 Lefty. 775 left. He took down 747 in the semifinals.
I got some funny quotes.
Where
in
are you finding this?
About it.
This is a big deal. NPR. NPR.
Yeah, it's everywhere, man. Everybody loves Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week.
They were like, it's so hard to get a good picture of her because she was always submarining because she didn't stop fishing.
That's how you win Fat Bear Week.
She was dedicated.
That is how you win Fat Bear Week. You just don't stop. You don't pose. No time to take selfies. No time to take Yui's. Just you keep fishing. You keep fishing. Now, I did find a picture of her, though. Have you not seen a picture of her?
Oh, yeah. I got a before and after.
Okay.
Oh, man. She put in the work, didn't she?
She's a big old girl.
Good God. Some of these bears are massive.
It's Fat Bear Week, bro.
Well, good for Holly. I'm proud of her.
Her stubby little legs really show off her rolls nicely, writes Deanna Wilson, who snapped the pictures. Let's hope that she doesn't go like last year's champ, because they still haven't found last year's champ. Hopefully, Holly can survive and be a repeat winner.
The crazy thing is they're still eating.
When do bears... Oh, never mind. You'll tell me that in Animal Facts. Oh, yeah, I won't step on it. You think she was nervous about going there and catch fish? No. She was very confident.
Oh, that's just her natural.
She was very confident. She was very good at it.
They get so thin and then huge. Like, the difference between...
Well, they sleep and don't eat for like 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, the size of the bears in the spring versus the size now is just...
That's how hibernation works. That's why we celebrate Fat Bear Week.
It's a huge difference.
You got to put the work in right now to survive.
I wish we did that.
Just like didn't come out of our house for 3 months?
Humans work that way. Just hibernate all winter and just come out in the spring.
I mean, we kind of do.
I mean, that way the weather's always good, you know? You sleep through the winter.
People usually stay inside when it gets really cold.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
When it gets really cold here, I pretty much drive here just to do the show, and I drive right back home. And that's pretty much it.
It's hard to find a lot of activities to do in the winter.
That's brutal, man. When it starts getting darker, literally, like, people go into work when it's dark and then get off when it's dark, and there's just no sunlight. It's tough. Yeah.
That's why people get seasonal depression.
Mm-hmm.
They just get the winter gets them down.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the opposite is true too. Some people have like summer depression, which has always been weird to me.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody who's depressed in the summer. I mean, it's really hot; it bothers me. But
which is a depressing thing in general.
It's a lot of sun and like a lot of vitamin.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, is it vitamin C or D? I couldn't remember.
One of those comes in orange juice.
Yeah, I was thinking of Sunny D. It has a sun, so like I know, like Sunny D, you know what I mean?
Vitamin D. Maybe it's vitamin D.
Yeah.
I've always heard vitamin C.
It might be both. I'm not a science guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Cam, take us to break. Couple injury updates. The Chiefs evaluating injuries to Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, at least on the fantasy apps, projected to play, so they might get a difference maker back. Patrick Mahomes dealing with a hurt ankle. I'd like to see how they look as an offense with Tyreek Hill against man coverage before I officially get really worried about the Chiefs. But it was still eye-opening to see last week, the Colts dominate them. But B, to see that the Colts defense really went out of their way to play man defense. Under their current defensive coordinator, the most they had ever played man-to-man defense was like 24% of snaps in a game. On Sunday night against the Chiefs, they went 76% man-to-man and said, you don't have the guys who can beat us. And Patrick Mahomes is a lot less accurate whenever he's not throwing to wide-open windows. He throws the ball so fast, it's harder for our zone defenders to get there, but let's go man-to-man and see if you guys can get open, and they weren't able to last week. I'm excited for that Chiefs-Texans game this weekend. I'm excited for that. That'll be, really tough for Bears fans. Cody, how will you feel watching Patrick Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson?
I will feel like I wish one of them was the Bears quarterback.
Yeah.
The Bears would be a Super Bowl favorite this year, probably.
You might not have to step out on them with the Los Angeles Rams if one of those guys were the quarterbacks, but be fun to watch them tee off against each other. The Chiefs, I won't say need the win, but a lot of people doubting them after last week. We'll see what happens with Patrick Mahomes' ankle. See how serious that is. You could tell it was bothering him a little bit in that Colts game, but it also felt kind of like a convenient excuse to the moment, like where you aren't Superman anymore. All of a sudden, you start talking about your injuries. Felt a little bit like that. I'm pumped for today's Braves-Cardinals game.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about. The baseball games today. Never would have thought I would care at all about the October 9th baseball games about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
But I've been watching more baseball than I've ever watched.
We love to hear it.
I've been enjoying it.
Playoff baseball is fun.
Yeah. Get a little cheese dip.
It's nice. Like nachos. You know, like I've acknowledged fully on the Braves bandwagon. So it's been fun to have something to kind of latch on to. Now, I wonder what will happen on this show if both the Dodgers and the Braves lose. Because I feel like the moment the Dodgers lose tonight, you're going to be done with baseball.
Yeah, if the Dodgers lose, it's going to be tough for me to.
And if the Braves lose, I'll care less, too.
I mean, if the Cardinals win, I can keep watching, but like, I'd really like to see Dodgers-Braves. I think that'd be cool.
Oh, so you want to see the Dodgers-Braves now? Because you've been saying forever you want to see Dodgers-Cardinals.
I don't really care who wins that series.
Okay. Wow.
But if the Dodgers lose, yeah, it's going to be. Well, part of me wants to go up against the Cardinals. Part of me wants to go up against the Braves. Either way, I'll get to have a nice little rivalry. It's either with my friends back home or my friends here.
Okay.
But if the Dodgers lose, yeah, it's going to be tough.
When you talk trash on behalf of your Dodgers, do you ever feel weird for talking trash?
Yeah, because I don't really know what the high points are.
Oh, well, not so much that, but just like, people can always just be like, you're not
a real baseball fan?
Or you're just, well, I mean, obviously it could start with bandwagon, obviously. But then be like, you haven't cared very long, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll just tell them, hey, I've probably been to a Dodgers game since you've been to a Braves game or since Cardinals game.
It's a pretty good comeback. That's a pretty good retort.
So I went all the way across the country to watch my team play. You're telling me you can't even drive 3 hours to Atlanta?
Okay, it's a pretty good retort.
So,
because I get a little annoyed with that, too. Like, as you know, like I've talked about on here, when we power ranked like our worst, our most, the fan bases we hate the most, like my, like one of my top two or three were like Colts football fans, and it's particularly like the Tennessee Colts football fans. Because I was just like, you can't really rub it in too much, like when you just like randomly choose to be a fan of a team, you know what I mean? Like it's, I diminish your trash talk at that point.
I mean, those people liked Peyton Manning, though.
Right, and then he's no longer there. But we had this conversation before. Like,
I don't understand the Colts hate. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, the Colts hate for me comes from like being division rivals. That's where the Colts hate comes from.
Yeah, I mean, you hate the Tennessee people that are Colts fans,
right?
Just because of Peyton,
right? But then like they did Peyton dirty and cut him, and you stayed. So like you can't really say, well, Peyton, because I mean, were you riding with Peyton or not? You know what I mean? If you're riding with Peyton, you leave and go to Denver, and you don't root for the owner who cut him. It's just my line of thinking on it. Maybe some people look and say, I fell in love with the team. Whatever.
Other players.
None of those guys were really still there at that point, so like that doesn't really work either.
Well, how did you feel about when the Titans did Steve McNair dirty?
I felt bad about it. I did.
But you stuck with the Titans.
I stuck with the Titans because I wasn't a Titans fan because of Steve McNair.
I mean, he had to have been a big part of it.
Oh, Steve McNair's my favorite athlete of all time, yeah. But, like, what brought me in was, like, you know, the whole being in Tennessee thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also, I feel like you can't get mad at people for just jumping on and trying to find a team.
Oh, no, they want to jump on and find a team. Look, whatever. Root for whoever you want to root for. Be happy. I'm saying I don't take your trash talk seriously. Or maybe it actually gets under my skin more because I'm like, why are you talking? If I just randomly picked a team that happened to be good, I could be happy too. Because, you know, wasn't like there was any like really trials and tribulations as for the Colts, you know, with the whole Peyton Manning era. So that's just like, that's just one example I use.
So is there a certain amount of time that has to pass for of someone being a true fan of a team?
I would say you have to like really go in the, if a team really went in the dirt, if a team really started sucking, maybe you could earn some respect that way.
And you
like anyone who
them.
Jumped on the, I'm sure there were actually a lot of people who jumped on the Vols bandwagon in the 90s. Right? I'm sure there are a lot of people like that. But like, you know, I feel like I've talked about my friend before who like lived in Pennsylvania and he moved to Tennessee like in 2003 and he's like, yeah, I actually like Tennessee. They showed all their games, you know, up in Pennsylvania on ESPN, so I started liking them. I like the checkerboards. He, like, stuck with us. So, like, I feel like he earns the right now because there's been some, like, you know, some downtrodden years. But say, like, let's take the Boston Red Sox, for example. If you randomly start rooting for the Boston Red Sox, like, I don't feel like you really get to talk trash.
Like around 2004?
Yeah, like, if you jumped on the Patriots bandwagon, I don't feel like you get to talk trash. You can be a Patriots fan from 2001 all the way to 2019 and – you've had 1 year where you didn't make the playoffs, or maybe 2 years. I guess they didn't make it in 02.
So you have to stick through the bad years to be a
real fan. You have to put in some. You have to put in some effort. Yeah, in my opinion.
Well, nobody becomes a fan of a team unless they're born there locally of a bad team.
That's not exactly true.
Like I don't think there's anybody right now that's like, you know what? I just moved to Cincinnati. I love watching these Bengals play.
I think you can move to a city and adopt their culture. That's one thing. But, like, I do think there's a chance. I don't know. I do think there's a chance to find a team, like, kind of on the up and up and get them before they're good.
Right, like a decent team.
Or even a team that's young. You know, in the NBA, I know a lot of – I have some friends who started really rooting for the Minnesota Timberwolves a couple years ago. Kind of random, but like
it is very random.
They're like, oh, I like Andrew Wiggins, which is weird too. But they're like, they got a good young core. I want to root for them. And you're like, okay, the Timberwolves suck. Go ahead, buddy, root for them. So they're, you know, kind of putting in that equity there, in my opinion. It's not like you were rooting for the Dodgers when they won like 70 games. Is my point.
I hadn't been to a Dodgers game.
Right, and I'm not even judging.
I didn't care
I'm just
about
saying,
baseball for a long time.
I don't. That's fine. I want you to understand, like, you can root for whoever you want to root for. Like, pass your time and, you know, put your energy in there as well. I'm just saying, like, I wondered how your friends received your trash talking about your Dodgers. I imagine most of our audience is going to be pretty annoyed if it is Dodgers Braves and you're talking trash on behalf of the Dodgers. That's what I'm kind of getting at.
They could be annoyed. Fine with me. I don't care.
Okay.
I hope they are annoyed. I hope it hurts. When the Dodgers sweep the series.
Okay.
Got to get there first.
Both teams do.
Yeah.
Both teams do.
I mean, I'm not really going to talk a lot of trash anyway. I mean, do I seem like a trash talker?
I mean, started this segment talking about you wanted there for the rivalry. That way you can kind of trash talk them. That's what the whole point of the segment
well,
was.
Well, I mean, trash talk, just a little friendly, you know, a little friendly banter.
It's a little friendly banter, okay.
I mean, I'm not going
to
lie. Well,
I mean, I know you're not going to tell them that you're going to
oh, have sex with Kershaw their, kills your family.
Yeah, like you're going to have sex with her mother while you wear your Dodgers hat. Like, I don't think you're going to be telling them that.
I mean, baseball. I'm just baseball's an enjoyable thing anyway, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
It's not really.
That's such a 180 with you.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Baseball is just such an enjoyable thing. Okay.
Well, no, like the difference, like football fans are aggressive and mean. You know what I mean? Like baseball is just kind of a feel-good day in the park.
It does feel like a little bit different. Like, you don't hear very many like fans getting stabbed.
Right.
Although, I don't know. I
there's check not this. All that much.
Actually, I feel like there was something with the Dodgers-Giants game. Actually, I feel like the Dodgers and Giants do have stabbings. I got to look up that. Bryce, see if you can Google and find anything about the Dodgers and Giants fights in the stands. I feel like someone did get stabbed, actually, this year, maybe after the game. I don't know.
I mean, for the most part, there's not all that much unpleasantness, though.
We'll catch our break. We'll come back. We'll kind of keep talking about this as we wrap up hour one. Stick with us. Back on the program, little bit of breaking news from the NFL. It was expected, I think, but it's officially come across. The Giants have rolled out – what's that long list of players they rolled out? They rolled out Saquon Barkley, who it makes sense. Don't rush him back against the Patriots. You're not winning this game. Let him get an extra 10 days of rest before you play the Cardinals next week. They've rolled out Saquon Barkley.
Evan Ingram.
So, you know, Evan Ingram's probably he's been a top three tight end this year, in fantasy at least, top three.
Mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard.
Who's also been pretty good as a wide receiver too, flex kind of guy.
And Wayne Gallman is out as well.
So that's the backup to Saquon Barkley. He has a concussion, so yeah, a short week doesn't allow him a chance to properly heal. So.
And they're playing the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like they're kind of doing what we have been calling for here locally, right? Whenever Tennessee plays like Alabama, it's like, hey, you know what? Let's just take this game off. Let's just make sure everybody's healthy. Does feel like that's what the Giants are doing. Like, yeah, let's just not risk it. No reason to put guys out there 80, 85, 90%. Let's just punt this game. We're not beating the Patriots in New England, which, by the way, who the hell thought this was a good idea? Why is this a Thursday night? Why is this a primetime game? Who wanted to see the Giants play the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll even be watching. You can get New England at minus 17 right now, though.
How the hell did they have such an easy schedule to start the year? Miami, the Jets, Buffalo, Washington, Giants, Jets. They play the Jets next week. On a Monday night, so they get 11 days of rest between Thursday and Monday night. How the hell did they get such an easy schedule? I mean, I know I skipped Pittsburgh, but that Pittsburgh game was at home in primetime, so I mean that's a pretty big advantage too.
It gets tougher. I mean, they got to play the Jets. It's a division game.
I mean, I understand they have to play them on 11 days rest, though.
I mean, it's not going to matter how much rest they get. I mean, they're going to beat the Jets. The Steelers should have been a good game. Then they got Baker Mayfield at home.
What an easy opening schedule.
Now the last few games, they got to go to the Ravens, they got to go to the Eagles, they host the Cowboys, they go to the Texans, they host the Chiefs. It gets tougher.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it could not possibly get easier. So yes, it does. It does get tougher.
I mean, it's New England, bro.
What does that mean?
It's the Patriots. I mean, they're going to benefit.
I understand.
The league wants the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I got you now.
And they'll be there, guaranteed.
It feels like they're going to be the one seed for sure, and that means they'll probably get there. I still want to see what Tom Brady looks like against a team that can actually beat them, though. Because he didn't look good against Buffalo, but that team couldn't beat him. Maybe like the Philadelphia game, November 17th, that'll be the first time you can really – feel like he's getting tested.
They're not going to be tested until November 17th. Yeah,
they're not going to be tested until week 11. They're 10th. They have a bye week. They have a bye week right before that game, too, so they'll have extra time to prepare.
I mean, the Ravens and Browns are, you know.
The Browns stink, but maybe at Baltimore, that's a Sunday night game. Maybe that will be a test, but the Baltimore's defense is not very good. I don't even know if the Eagles' defense is any good. They played good last week, but they're still not very good, but at least it's a competent team who plays really good offense and plays – good defense. So we'll find out about them week 11.
Man, New England might go 16-0.
And there's prop bets out there for it.
Nah, I mean, they'll rest because by week 15.
They're not going to rest. They don't rest.
They'll rest Brady at all?
I think they want to go undefeated. I mean, they came really close in 2007/2008. I mean, if you take the playoff into account.
They had the regular season unbeaten.
Yeah, so I mean, they didn't rest. They kept going for it. 18. Now, that was a younger Brady. That was, you know, much younger Brady. That was 12 years ago. Seems pretty crazy, the same core. When I say same core, I mean Brady and Belichick. But same core, 12 years later, flirting with 19-0 again. I don't think they're going to now, you know, because I want to see what Brady looks like against a competent team.
On the road against the Eagles will be tough.
That'll be fun. That'll be a fun game.
That'll be difficult for them. And at home against the Chiefs.
I'm not accepting any trash talk. I'm not accepting any trash talk from Patriots fans, unless you're from Boston. TK writes in, I know how Cody feels. living in Tennessee, but being a Yankees fan, I get called a bandwagon all the time, even though I'm a fourth generation fan of them. It's just something you're going to have to deal with, bro. I got nothing to make that better. The fourth generation fan, you can always say, like, hey, my dad was a Yankees fan. His dad was a Yankees fan. That'll help soften it a little bit. But I'm going to guess four generations ago was in the early 1900s when the Yankees were really good. So your great-great-grandfather was a bandwagon fan himself.
He hopped right on there.
Unless he's from New York. Maybe you could say, hey, he's from New York, and my family's got New York heritage. John writes in saying he turned into a Chiefs fan because of Eric Berry. Went through the 2-14 season. Obviously, still a fan. I don't know if 1 year is enough. And you stayed a fan. I mean, Eric Berry just retired this year, bro. You had Patrick Mahomes to kind of latch onto after that.
I think you can be a fan of whoever you want to be a fan of. I don't have these ridiculous. These are ridiculous standards.
No, I've said I agree. How many times do I have to say you can be a fan of whoever you want? If you want to find sports to
But you don't take them seriously as fans.
I don't. I'm not listening to trash talk from you.
I'm not listening to trash talk from anybody, are you?
Yeah. I do listen to trash talk from some people. If you just randomly picked your team or you latched on and you didn't really have to go through any pain and suffering, I'm sorry. I don't judge you. I don't respect you the same way. You can be a fan of whoever you want, but I'm not listening to you. Get out of here with that.
I don't even know what that means. Like, you won't listen to their trash talk.
I'm judging them is what I'm saying.
Right.
You can be a fan of whoever you want. But
so you don't consider them a real fan.
That's not what I said. Well,
that's essentially what you said.
Hold on.
You're judging them.
Consider them a real fan. Now, there would have to be some certain check marks for me to consider them a real fan. Now, if a guy's a fourth-generation Yankees fan, he's been a fan his whole life, then yeah, I accept him as a fan.
Well, you got to understand.
Been a fan his whole life. I'm not going to listen to his trash talk.
I mean, some people grow up in rural areas with no pro sports teams around, though. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's why like I keep saying many times, root for whoever you want to.
But you're judging.
I don't have to respect it. If you're a Lakers fan, I don't have to listen to trash talk from you. Like, you don't have any ties to the Lakers. Like, yeah, you like LeBron, that's cool. Or you like Shaq and Kobe and you stayed on. That's cool. I respect it. I'm just not listening to trash.
You just said you don't respect it.
I respect your right to do it, Cody. I respect your right to root for whoever you want to. I'm just not listening to your trash talk.
Well, then who gets to be a real fan in your book?
The people who have suffered.
I feel like your standards are ridiculous.
The people who have suffered and have pain.
Well, that's bound to happen to any group of fans eventually.
You would think.
So you have to have pain.
I don't know where the Yankees' pains come from. I don't know where Colts fans' pains have came from. I don't know where the Lakers, I mean, I know they haven't made the playoffs in a while, but, I mean, you're still eating off of 5 championships. So, like, I mean, excuse me, I'm not worried about your pain. Red Sox fans, those type of teams. I respect Cowboys fans, really, honestly, because they have at least stuck through. Because Cowboys ain't been good, you know, since 1996. At least on the grand, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
So you can't be a real fan unless you've experienced pain.
That's the way I look at it. Got to be baptized by fire.
So Boston fans.
Yeah. What are
kid is born in Boston in.
Nah, if he's born there, it's different. If he's born there, it's different. We're talking strictly people who.
Well, you can't control where you're born. What if he's born in Connecticut?
You can control. That's New England.
But his family's Massachusetts fans.
They're New England. That's the regional team.
Some double standards.
That's
here.
The regional team. What do you want them to do? Root for the Knicks?
I'm not going to ask for your fan seal of appreciation.
I hit dog hollers. That's you hollering right now because you know this is hitting all of you right here. You're this guy I'm talking about.
You're talking about me, and it's unfair. It's unfair because I was born in a place with no pro sports teams.
You think people who have been rooting for the Braves since the 90s are supposed to listen to you trash talk them about the Dodgers team you've liked for a year? No.
Actually, if you'll remember, Hour one in the books. 2017. I like
hour one. Then 2 months ago, you said you're a Cardinals fan. We have the board.
I said sometimes I support the Cardinals.
We have the board. You made your official declaration of your team. You said Cardinals.
Before I went to a Dodgers game.
Hour one in the books. Hour two on deck.